Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your hosts, Joe
and Jen.
And me.
And you.
Hi, everybody.
I noticed my voice sounds a little deeper today. I don't know why.
Yeah, it sounds like you were at a concert last night or something.
Stage smoke. That's hangover.
Dusty building, scratchy throat syndrome. I guess we have to start wearing masks when we go into these abandoned places,
I know.
Joe.
Wasn't that part of our do's and don'ts?
I think so.
Yeah. We don't do what we do. We don't do what we say to do.
We do. What's up, Joe?
Nothing.
I feel like we haven't taped in 8 years.
I know. We had our live show stuff and
it's been busy. Happy Halloween season.
Yeah. Oh my God.
There's so much excited.
Going on. So much going on, but it's fun.
There's no candy in the studio.
I noticed that. There's no snacks.
I'm on a diet.
I got my water.
I'm on a diet.
My water.
I'm on a diet. Oh, gosh. But yeah, Joe and I had a really interesting experience the other night. Tell everybody about it.
We went down to Bowling Green, Ohio to, I think it's called the Main Street School or
South Main
School. Okay.
Yep.
And it's an abandoned school. It's been abandoned for a few years now. It was closed as a school and then they turned into one of those common spaces where people rent out the rooms and that. And then it ended up sitting vacant for a long time, but they've got a lot of activity going on in there.
It was really fun. It was three levels, plus an attic and a basement.
Mm-hmm.
And the boiler room or janitor room, that was really freaky in there too.
Yeah.
Joe had a really cool experience.
You know, and Fringe Paranormal is running the show there. And they're really, what they're trying to do is raise money to bring the school back to life, you know. And there's no electricity or water right now.
Yep, so be prepared if you do book a ghost hunt with them that you'll need to bring your own snacks.
Flashlights.
But no, it's an amazing place, and Joe and I were really honored that they allowed us to come down and check it out before it's been open to the public.
Yeah, on National Ghost Hunt Day.
Yes, so it was really cool. We had some interesting experience with a REM pod.
That was bizarre.
So they set up a REM pod on the second or third floor. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's in between the second and third on the stair. No. I take that back.
That was the basement.
It was the basement, yeah.
And then there was another one up in, that was the second floor.
It was in one of the rooms.
And we would be in the basement, and the one upstairs would be going off. We'd go down to the basement, and the one, or we go upstairs, and the one in the basement would be going off. But then it did go off when we were there.
Yeah.
For a long time.
On command.
On command.
Not just, you know, random. And the thing, okay, you know how a REM pod, which I think is one of the most annoying pieces of equipment because it's so loud and that, but you know how you get close to it and it goes faster, the sound, you know, if this thing sounded like
something was
holding on to it. Yeah.
And there's no electricity in this building whatsoever.
And the meters were going crazy.
Yeah.
The K2 meters were going crazy.
We did get one interesting piece of evidence. I had my SB7 and I was asking, you know, who's here with us. Mm-hmm. We were trying to make contact to see if it was a former student or a teacher or the beloved custodian. And I asked, you know, who's here? Is it a student, a teacher, or a custodian? And it clear as day came over and said, custodian.
Yeah. And that's a three-part symbol. It's not like
custodian.
Yeah, because the way that the spirit box works, that everybody knows, is it sweeps. So all you hear is bits.
Yeah.
But we're all like, oh, okay.
Cool.
And the cool thing about, we were all in the basement and the REM pod was up on the stairway and we would say, you know, do you want us to come closer? And the thing would go off, you know, and then we were sitting there. Of course, I walked up to it and nothing happened. And I backed off and stuff started to happen again.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. Then we had a visitor show up.
We did.
Chris Boris.
One of our friends.
Awesome dude. And he actually had a real SLS camera.
He had just got it. It was all shiny and new. Yeah. We were drooling. We want one so bad.
And we had activity in the boiler room where we were all looking and we're like, look, a stick figure. And then it would like sit down next to
Don.
We had Don sitting
Danger
in a seat.
Don.
Yeah. From Fringe Paranormal. But he was sitting in a chair, and this all of a sudden the stick figure appeared next to him, yeah, and like walked along the railing. And
it was so
set.
Cool.
And we're all like, oh my God.
And it was funny because I was in that same spot, mm-hmm, where that had showed up, and I could feel like goosebumps, yeah, and, you know, a little bit of like electric charge. So it was interesting.
And they had a ghost hunt last night. It's be interesting to find out what people said, because, yeah, I on purpose didn't say nothing about what we got just to see if they get stuff in the same,
yeah,
spots.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't want to. It's like when you go into a place and they give you a history of it and they're like, this person's in this room, this person's in this room, right, this is what happened. And you're like, no, don't tell us that, because then we are expecting it.
Right. Know? Yeah. You just kind of want to just find your own evidence and, mm-hmm, see what happens. And it was a great place to investigate. And, you know, it's just one of those things that help preserve the history.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is an amazing thing. Place. So check out, you know, go to Fringe's website, Fringe Paranormal. They're on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can find them through our site and just check it out. And if you want to go ghost hunting, yeah, call them up and get on the roster.
I told them
it's affordable.
And, yeah. And I was really excited when I first went there a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the place and I'm like, oh, this would be so cool to rent out for events and stuff. And,
yeah,
so once they get power and water, they're going to host events there,
yeah,
because they have an awesome gym.
That gym was interesting. We got a lot of like weird knocks and bangs in there and a couple cold chills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
on the stage,
we were sitting on the stage and stage right, mm-hmm, behind a curtain, we were kept hearing noises.
Yeah.
So we went overlooked and there's really nothing there that would make a noise. There's no heating vents, nope, nothing. And they were weird because it was almost
solid,
like
solid concrete walls.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like.
And flimsy. If you guys can remember the old tile floors,
mm-hmm,
and in the gym, there's a lot of loose tiles. So when you step on them, they make a clicking sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sounds that were coming from backstage. But there's nothing there. The stage is wood. You,
yeah,
know,
it was really interesting.
Yeah. So if you guys get a chance, look that up. Go to Fringe Paranormal our Facebook page and check that out. It's a really cool place.
Yeah, we recommend it.
And look for the bodies in the boilers.
Yeah.
Like just in the video, kidding. I said, there's still a foot in there. Oh.
Uh-huh.
So we had the opportunity a few weeks ago, as you guys know, we were in Paranormal Toledo 2.
Yeah.
And our good friend Grizz, we love Grizz.
Now, if you don't know who Grizz is, we'll just explain again. We
talked about him before,
but he is a local celebrity. So he has been on local Toledo radio stations for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many years you think, Joe? 20, 30?
As many as I can remember, yeah.
And, you know, he's just an amazing person. He's got a sparkly personality. And, and he's just such a sweetheart and, you know, really loves everything paranormal. So Joe and I met up with him again at the conference and he's always just an interesting person to, mm-hmm, talk to.
You know, he was a former professional wrestler.
Yes.
You know, and,
yeah,
we've.
And he's still in.
We've done, yeah. A few years ago, we used to do the wrestling thing. I used to take photos and all that, and Grizz was there. And but, yeah, he's done some
Joe and I
big
were
time
in the
wrestling
world.
Yeah.
That's pretty paranormal right there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
That was so much fun, though.
Oh, God.
People don't realize how much fun wrestling is when you're on the inside of it.
Yeah.
But. Anyhow, anyways, we got to sit down with Grizz finally.
It's a whole
finally.
Other show.
Yeah.
Our past lives. Yeah, but sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, but we got to sit down finally with Grizz and get him on the microphone, and he told us a few stories. We had a blast. So, here's the interview. Enjoy, and we'll see you back after the interview. Okay, and we are back, and we wrangled us a grizzly.
Yeah, so how you guys doing?
Awesome.
Wonderful. Awesome. So if everybody doesn't know, and they should know.
They should know.
Grizz
the world
is
famous.
He is infamous. I mean, world famous.
I wouldn't go that far.
DJ Grizzly from 94.5 WXKR. Thanks for coming out today. It's so good to see you again.
Oh, yes,
we missed you.
Believe
we've talked about you on our show since last year.
Good stuff.
Yes.
All good.
Well, you know, hey, well, we had a heck of an experience last year with an entity here. Us three. And I did today already. Real quick, I went up to use the executive restroom. Nobody was up on that floor, and I could feel the energy. So I went in and I used the restroom. I was washing my hands, and I locked the top lock. So I unlocked it, and the door wouldn't open.
Oh, no.
And I seen the lock wasn't there, and I'm going, oh, I almost called 911 to get a hold of Lexi to come up and somebody to get me out of there. I was going to bust the door down.
Oh, my goodness.
Here, there's a bottom lock that was locked. I did not lock it.
They're playing tricks on you today.
I did not lock it. So I'm thinking the person that went through me, tapped me on the neck and went through you and tapped you on the shoulder. Yep. And Joe did her, didn't her shirt and her hair move when that entity come out there? I almost come out of my shoes 10 feet and we were holding a conversation with an entity by rattling chairs. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, I says, oh my God, look at that. And we were all three of us watched this shape come out of this room where they had held bodies during the winter because the ground was frozen back in those days. You couldn't dig through the ice. And it was like 10 degrees for about a second, tapped me on the back of the neck. I jumped, and then Jennifer got touched, and her shirt and her hair fluffed up, and she took off to the side, and it went into the chairs, and the chairs rattled.
Yeah.
Did the chairs rattle, or did they fall?
No, they rattled.
Yeah, they rattled. Okay, yes.
And we were like,
oh my God. That was like so. I can't describe. It's like, you know, when you're scared and you're going on a roller coaster and you're really, really scared, but then after you go down, you're like, yes, that was amazing.
That gave me such a rush. I couldn't sleep for 3 days.
Oh,
I mean, that was the most incredible thing I ever went through. And remember the machine, what do they call the machine?
The K2 meter.
It was going nuts. Yeah. All of ours. I had one, you guys, and it was just going nuts. There's more going on down there. They're waiting to talk to us again.
Yeah. Jen actually just went down there with someone.
I was down there about 2 hours ago, and I had a black shadow peek out at me. Out of the room we were in, another area, and then Butch and I from Togues, Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunters, saw a black shadow in this old laundry space go from left to right up towards the ceiling. It was really scary.
That's our hot spot. Maybe that person knows we're here and they want to speak to us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so we're going to go down and give it a try later.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
What other paranormal experiences have you experienced?
Well, I'll tell you, at one point, I was close to death a couple years ago. I had an infection in my heart, and I was in the hospital for 15 days, and I had what they call pyocardia. I had the fluid in my heart was infected with bacteria, and they tried to drain it with Lasix and everything and antibiotics, and it wasn't happening, and Dr. Mukerbell said I was dying.
Oh.
He told my wife and I, he's got to have this operation procedure that they poke a hole in my heart to drain it, but it's got a 63% mortality rate. But he told me, he goes, you're dying right now. You're dying. We got to do this in the morning. So I says, I got faith in you, you know, and I talked to the big guy upstairs. And that night at the end of my bed, lo and behold, I had some kind of a spell. The Grim Reaper does exist.
Yeah.
He's not a big guy with bones in his skull, but a dark, shadowy figure with no face.
Wow.
And he was standing there, and he started rolling, you know, slowly towards the head area of my bed. And I pushed the nurse button, and they called code blue and had like 300 doctors, bring me down. And he went back.
Oh.
He went back and was standing there. And then once the doctors brought me under control, he was gone. But the next morning, when they took me down for the operation at 6 o'clock in the morning, he went right with me. And he was standing in the operating room, and I was within, they tried 12 times to poke the hole in my heart with the steel rod to go in there microscopically and cut a hole in my heart to drain the fluid. And Dr. Mukerbell said, this is the 13th time. If we don't get this, he goes, you're going to die.
Oh my.
And I knew I was going to die because the Grim Reaper was there waiting for me.
Waiting for
me. And everybody calls, the thing of it is people call me a kook because they fear that, but I knew it was going to happen. And then I've had a blue orb light up my office at home. My wife and I seen that. We've had pictures fly off the wall into the wall across the room. And we think it's maybe our mothers or somebody that died there before we moved in. And I feel my dad in my car at times.
Oh, yeah?
So I actually have experienced quite a bit. But nothing is as intense as, you know, last year.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, seeing the Grim Reaper sit there waiting.
And
like,
he's real, but he doesn't have the bony fingers. He's just like a black mass, no face or anything. And I knew what he was there for.
It's interesting because, you know, sometimes people see their relatives come for them. So for, you know, something that dark to be there, that's got to be mind-boggling.
Well, here's the thing.
Make sense of that.
The reason I didn't see my relatives because I think, you know, and down the road, I can't explain it, on the other side knew that I was going to survive.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's why, because everybody I've been around, family members and my best friend, who was my brother, Mark, when they all seen somebody from their family, and I didn't. And so I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's a good sign, or maybe this means I'm going to hell. I don't know, you know, but it was a little disturbing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard a few people talk about spirit collectors or, you know, different people, like the 911 thing that they said that they saw a nurse.
Right.
And she was a soul collector. That's what the name I was thinking of. And maybe sometimes when they see that, they're not seeing, they think it's a soul collector, but it is the Grim Reaper.
Right.
You know, or maybe he is a soul collector.
Yeah, he could. Maybe the Grim
Reaper
is.
Maybe that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. And luckily you didn't find out. You know?
Well, maybe he was waiting for you to make that choice, because some people just give up.
Well, I did. I was giving up, okay? My wife was crying, and she said, she goes, Tom, that's my real name, Tom, she goes, don't you give up on me. I need you. And at that point, I couldn't hardly breathe. I was in intense pain. They were shooting me up with morphine and had fentanyl patches that helped me breathe.
Okay.
I mean, they were loading me up. They were doing everything to keep me breathing, but I had so much fluid in my heart, in my chest, in my lungs, that I was not getting oxygenated, and I felt bad, and at that point in time, I felt, well, I think it would be the best if I was out of my misery.
Really?
So maybe the soul collector or the Grim Reaper read my thoughts and figured, okay, hey, I'll oblige you.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go because, you know, I want to be around though I'm 100. I won't be, but, you know, it was just, it was quite an experience, you know? I mean, it was a spiritual experience. I didn't only see him once or twice. I seen him three times in that period. So, and the nurse believed me. She goes, you know, the other people have seen something similar. And my wife works, she's an administrator at a retirement village, nursing home with elderly people. And they get nervous. And they talk about the Grim Reaper being there. Mm-hmm. They can sense him.
Oh.
So that's why I totally 100% believe that, you know, the Grim Reaper or the Soul Collector, he actually exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
I hear that a lot, and I know we mentioned it earlier, but I hear that a lot where you can tell when it's time for someone to go, they start talking about seeing their relatives.
Yep.
One big thing, and like so we talked about it in the room earlier, is I had a friend that his father was in a nursing home, and he was saying the same thing. My dad's seeing people. I'm like, well, just understand that it's almost his time and it's nothing to be afraid of, but just watch him. And then I said, has he asked about luggage or ready that he had to catch a train or anything like that? He's like, how did you know? I said, that's all part of it.
My mother-in-law did that. Mm-hmm. She was folding blankets and stuff, and she was seeing her dad over in the corner. Yes. And my dad also seen his family, and my brother-in-law, he seen my dad's family. He sensed them being there as well when my dad passed. And I, you know, everybody I've been in my family, when they passed, I've seen their aura leave their, you know, body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their energy leave their body.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, that's fakery, all that. But, you know, we watch the videos on YouTube and then people show stuff like that. And but when you're actually there and you see it, you understand. And then you go back and watch the videos on YouTube and you say, yeah, that's not how it happens, you know.
Right. And, you know, and the reason people, you know, they block it because they're afraid of it. They yeah. fear that. Mm-hmm. And they want to say, oh, Grizz, you're out of your mind and all that. Well, I know I'm not.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to argue with them. If that's their opinion, they can have it. I know what happened. You know, I've sensed my dad in my car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, it's just I just talked to the psychic guy down here at Gerber hall, and he brought up my independent professional wrestling. He had no idea. He was telling me stuff my dad used to say when I was a kid.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
This guy was, we were just holding a conversation and he was reading all this, and nobody nobody knows that. This guy's from Wisconsin. Nobody knows that, and this guy's just going on. You know, we're having this conversation. It was like he did a reading, just having a conversation.
Wow.
He knew my grandpa Angus White, who you know from Scotland was there,
wow.
and my dad.
Amazing! Wow.
And I know you, and you were probably like, "Yes, this
yeah."
Is
I was.
Awesome.
I was totally. and I said, well, when it comes to psychic, I think that. You know, there's people blessed with that ability.
Yeah.
And it might be somebody that's blessed with a seventh sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but, you know, what is it, clairvoyance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's not everybody's blessed with that,
no,
you know.
I'm
but
definitely not.
This man is, because he said things to me that I haven't heard since I was a teenager, exactly in my dad's words.
Wow.
Which was really, and I felt warm because he said, mm-hmm. your dad's with you right here, right now.
That's cool.
And it's like, wow. And I was just talking about my family in Scotland.
Yeah.
I got, you know, out here to the ladies at the concession stand and to Chris and Rachel. And that's why, you know, Angus White. But you didn't know we were doing saying all that or who I was talking about. I never mentioned any names.
That
so,
is awesome.
Yeah. You know, and this place right here is a treat. Because a lot of people here are going to really get surprised.
Oh,
I look for
a
few people to go running out of here.
I do, too. We had a couple of ladies that stop at the table, and they were very, very inexperienced in ghost hunting. I think this is the first time they've ever done it. And I have a feeling that they will be the first ones out.
Well,
if they get smacked on the back of the head like you did, they will be running.
Well,
for
being
lives.
A greenhorn, I handled that pretty good.
You did.
So that gave me a heavy-duty experience right there.
It's almost like one of the, you know, when back in the day, because, you know, this used to be a convent. It's probably one of those nuns smacking the back of your head to get you, you know.
Yeah.
Get moving, kid.
And that just, you know, that floored me. And I have never forgotten that sensation. I have never forgotten that seeing it and coming at us three and it getting me and you and all three of us seeing this. And I've tried it. I don't know. I can't describe what it looked like, but we know it was there.
Yeah.
And that was just incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what. When I spoke at the podium earlier today, you know, it's just, you know, Michio Ikaku, I heard him on an interview on YouTube, and he did a seminar, and he was talking about physics expanding, you know,
mm-hmm.
quantum physics and physics. And, you know, and then when Chris was talking, I noticed that gap that Michio Ikaku is talking about, he hit it, and then I hit. And it was like, wow, there's the connection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is pretty, you know, I want to say crazy stuff, but it's not. It's real. It's reality.
Yeah. You know, and it's the strangest thing. It's we use these meters, and all they're doing is registering electromagnetics in the air. They're just boxes, but all of a sudden, you're carrying on a conversation with something you can't see using a box.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy crap, this works.
With no power on, no power anywhere. Yeah. And like we were last year, no power to that part of the building, but the boxes we had were lit to the red. I mean, right to the max, you know. And that's what really, you know, I was like, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Now, Joe and I were talking earlier about this shift that's going on in the universe. That it just seems like all of the paranormal activity, like the veil is getting thinner and the activity is increasing. Even like in the neighborhood that I live in, the Five Points, most of the ghost hunters around here are saying that it is ramping up. Yep. Do you feel that? Can you feel that energy lately?
Oh, that's, you know what? It's funny you brought that up. Yes, I believe that the energy is, you know, Art Bell wrote a book about 20 years ago called The Quickening, and he talked about all this. And I believe, yes, there's a rapidly increasing energy buildup.
Yeah.
The earth itself, mm-hmm. everything, the earth got knocked off its axis by that Japan earthquake. And just by, mm-hmm. you know, 25 hundredths of an inch, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And we got the Ring of Fire, we've got earthquakes, we've got the hurricanes, we got everything. And yes, it's that all
it's
goes
like the
together.
Vortexes are spinning. The vortex,
there you go. That's what I was looking at, mm-hmm. the vortexes. And I was talking to another guy about the vortexes and whatnot. And I'll tell you what, they say that we're close to a black hole.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
Okay, and, you know, I did some research on that, and it's not a very pretty thing going through a black hole, but
no.
in the overall outlook of things, we could be thousands of years from it, but,
yeah.
you know, in the whole thing of space, it's only 10 minutes away if it's 10,000 years
yeah.
but for us. But, you know, yeah, it's things are ramping up, and, you know, I think there's a lot of people on the other side trying to warn people. Mm-hmm. If you want, I know there's going to be people out there because they already have, oh, Grace, you're out of your mind. No, I think there's a lot of people on the other side trying to warn us. I really do.
Yeah.
And you know, I believe this building's full of them.
Oh, it's definitely full of them.
You know, it's funny you say that because right now I have a really weird feeling. I feel weird right now.
Like, I have ever since I've been here, sitting yeah. back in the library. I could feel it
anxious
rolling.
Anxious and
yep.
A little frightened. I don't know. It's just I just have like this, I don't want to say gloomy feeling. Not gloomy, but yeah. Paranoid feeling almost.
Well, I think we need to go down and talk.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Yeah. I think we need to go down here and see if that was a person we connected with last year, because I got some more questions.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask them, please, to walk. If you're going to leave, go the other way.
Yeah.
you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
but
please stay there
yeah.
because I had an attachment from a haunted prison, and it was hell to go through that. People don't understand that how it affects you.
Yeah.
Your personality, you know, because like, everybody goes through a little bit of depression every now and then or anxiety, but this was something much deeper. It was like
yep.
my insides were being pulled down dark, you know, and I'm like, no, I got to get out of this. I got to get out of this. Mm-hmm. It was hard. It was hard to get that attachment off you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go ghost hunting, you have to tell the spirits to stay where they are.
Right.
You have to do a cleansing mm-hmm. and you have to do a prayer, or they're going to follow you home, and they will. People say, oh, that's not. No, it happens.
They do.
And they
yeah.
pick up bad people. They pick mm-hmm. up bad entities.
Yes.
I should say not people, but entities,
yeah.
energies.
Mm-hmm.
They pick up their, you know, there's bad energy out there too, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean.
You know, and if you're, you know, not the nicest person, they're going to kind of gravitate towards that because they want to feed off your energy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And your negativity. And
mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they, like Jen, she got super depressed and all that. And it's just,
bad.
I think that, for one, they suck the life out of you.
Yeah.
Suck your energy and
totally.
Use their energy, and then they grow. So, yeah, you got to cleanse yourself.
Good point, Joe. They grow
uh-huh.
off of our. Last year, I didn't sleep for like 3 days. I was, and still, a year later, I'm still just like, I'm still affected by that.
Uh-huh.
And you're right. Yet they feed. Mm-hmm. They're here right now feeding off all these people, and they don't
yeah.
know it.
Yeah.
Because there was a fella I seen. He got a picture of something. His wife that was taking pictures when people were on the podium, and something got in front of the camera, and you can see the stage in the back, and you could see a clear, looked like somebody walking by there, but you could still see the stage.
Oh,
so
wow.
he did some experiments with him getting in front of the camera. It wasn't him,
yeah.
and it wasn't a person. There was nobody there, and I says, there you go. They're already
exactly.
wandering around. They says, well, we've never done this here, and I says, well, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to be surprised here. I mean, I could say I would lay my reputation on it that those machines are going to go crazy today.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So what's your opinion? What do you think happens when we die? I mean, this is life's greatest mystery, is what happens when we die? Do you think we recycle our souls? Or do you think that we just go out, like, into some energy field out there. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, over the, like I said, the past 20 years, coast listening to Art Bell, mm-hmm. Coast to Coast AM, mm-hmm. and reading books, talking to people, you know, talking to folks like you last year, you know, I believe, and Michio Kaku and all these scientists and people that have taken the Bible, scientists that were atheists that now believe in God because they took the ones and zeros and just totally dug through the Bible and found out 82 to 98% true.
Yeah.
All the scientists that I've heard of. Here's my theory. Okay, when we die, we go, everything, there's frequencies at beginning of time till the end of time. Frequencies are infinite. And if you got a frequency line here, there's frequencies between that could be a trillionth of a light year, you know, wide.
Yeah.
And your soul, your energy goes to that and ends up there. And also these scientists have said that hell and heaven mm-hmm. are on a frequency.
Yes.
And I believe that, you know, because when people have transplants, okay, they start acting like the people yeah. that they had the transplants from. And there's still them people's cells are going through their mm-hmm. body. And what's a cell made up of? Atoms, neutrons, energy. Protons, atomic shells. And they start developing attitudes. Some people start speaking foreign languages.
Yes, over. I've heard that.
Okay.
Their eyes change. Their,
right. And that's,
I mean,
that's energy.
Yeah.
That person is taking that person's energy while the rest of the energy is going out into a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, you know, once the energy gets together and gathers itself, why, you know, I just think that they're in an energy field. And I think... this is going to go deep, you guys. But,
okay.
You know,
that's what we're here for.
We talk about parallel universes.
Yeah.
I believe that possibly that our spirit, our mm-hmm. soul, our energy goes possibly to a parallel universe mm-hmm. because Michio Kaku said we need to expand the physics. We're this close to figuring out the parallel universe.
Yeah.
Okay. And once they figure that out, that can strengthen, you know, my theory
mm-hmm.
that that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, there's an existence, there's a God, there's a, you know, creator. I don't believe in evolution. And I think that your energy ends up either somewhere livable and nice mm-hmm. or down in hell, whatever
yeah.
goes on down there.
You know, one of the things that I brought up to my mom, because our mom is very religious.
Mm-hmm.
And something popped in my head one time. It was like, are we in purgatory? How do we know we're not in
purgatory right now?
Good point.
Right there is a good,
now?
Yes, that's a good
because
point too, Joe.
Think about this. Mother Teresa passed away. Is she going to go to purgatory and be judged? I mean.
Right.
Or then again, is Saddam Hussein? Is he going to go? I mean, you got the two complete opposite of. You know,
oh, the great. Spectrum. You got you got
now,
the high and low of lows.
I can't see Mother Teresa going and being judged for her sins and all that when she spent her whole life helping people.
Right.
And that. So we can make a decision. Are we going to be nice or are we going to be mean? Are we going to go out and help people or are we going to kill people? So we are able to make that decision. So it just made me think, are we in purgatory right now? You never know.
Well, another thing that's, I go by the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, mm-hmm. the room of doom and all that, but I, you know, when people say Armageddon, the apocalypse, it's not going to happen at the snap of a finger.
No.
Okay? And throughout the world, if you go on YouTube over the last 10 years, they call them the trumpets of angels.
Yes.
The same sounds
yes.
in Denver, Colorado, and Auckland, mm-hmm. New Zealand, and Melbourne, and Berlin, Germany, the same sound. We don't know what that is.
Yeah, and you can actually, if you guys are listening to this, you can actually go up on YouTube right now after you've done listening to our show. Type it in. You'll hear it.
Yes.
It is horns.
And it's real, and it'll give you, it'll make your skin crawl. And I believe we got all these hurricanes that are of new levels. I mean, the mm-hmm. Weather Service is trying to figure out how to you know, what color they use for the, you know, when you get 5-6 feet of rain, that's unheard of.
Yes.
And Puerto Rico's totally destroyed. Houston's totally destroyed.
Yep.
And look at our weather, you know, 96 degrees today in fall.
Yeah.
And something's happening. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a doomsday guy or anything like that, but I think, you know, believing in God and, you know, believing in what I do. I'm not trying to push my religion on anybody, but I believe we are in the beginning stages of the Armageddon or the apocalypse.
And who knows? It could be tomorrow or it could be 1,000 years from now.
Yeah, 1,000 years from now. It's all everything. Actually, you know, the Bible, there is, the book of Revelations is over. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no more. So somebody's going to be rewriting these times for the next book when it comes. But again, I'm not trying to push my religion on you or the listeners, but that's what I believe. Yeah. And I think that, you know, God, Jesus, I mean, anybody can't be happy the way things are going.
No.
So with your beliefs, do you believe that there are other life forms out there, like aliens or?
I absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely do, because I think they're waiting for man to destroy themselves to restructure this planet.
Do you think that they've come down and experimented with us? Like, you know, one of the things that Joe and I talk about, I know people think it's weird, but like seeing a Bigfoot, do you think they're like creating these hybrids or these cryptids and testing them out on our planet?
There's no doubt in my mind, because just today, I seen an insect that I've never seen before in my life.
What?
And it looked nasty. And it was in like my bathroom. It flew at me.
Nice.
But it jumps like a cricket, and it's got a long stinger like a wasp. And it looks like one of those kissing beetles that bites you under the eye and makes your heart stop.
Oh, wow.
And remember that, you know, in the Bible it says locust with the heads of men, you know, evil men. I mean, you know, again, they're not talking about this locust. You see, I'm putting all this in perspective, but I think the aliens have been sent here by God, and once we destroy ourselves, I think Earth is going to be restructured.
Mm-hmm.
But, the warning's over.
Yeah.
You know, back in 1947, the Roswell crash. You know, we have that. That's down in Dayton right now.
Yeah.
I know people that have seen it.
Yeah.
And so, the warning's over. There's no more chances.
Mm-hmm. Do you think in our lifetime the government will admit that this has happened, that Roswell happened? You know, they won't admit to it yet, even though we have all this evidence, or admit that they're, you know, have evidence of life, other life forms coming over us.
If it does happen, it's going to have to happen from a big group of people that do know, and there is.
Yeah.
Because if four individuals come out, they'll end up dead or missing. And I think that's what's...
And that's happened already.
That's what's holding back, you know. These people are scared to come out and say, yes, there is. And the government, their people see it all the time. People see it every day, and they say, no, that's not.
Yeah.
That's a weather balloon.
Yeah.
Even though I've seen Russ Ryder from 105.5, Mookie from K100, and myself seen one big diamond aircraft being chased by the 180th Fighter Wing.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. And then all of a sudden, the diamond thing accelerated and split in two, and just like they were gone.
Yeah.
I mean, them jets were moving fast, but... We called, I said, this is Grizzly from, you know, radio station. No, we don't have any jets flying tonight. And I says, okay, thank you. I was mistaken. I didn't want to go any further than that.
Yeah, because you'd have men in black showing up on your doorstep.
I didn't want to, you know, a black car coming up, a black Chevy, and taking the three of us away. Because there's no doubt in my mind that would have happened. That's the way I feel. But I just said, oh, okay, I might have been mistaken.
Yeah.
And Russ, Mookie, and I says that's between us three. We didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
And so and a lot of people are that way, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so many people are afraid to come out because of that. And, you know, on one of our other shows, when we were talking to Stanton Freeman, we mentioned about...
Love Stanton Freeman.
Yeah, he was an amazing interview.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stanton was hiding out.
Can't forget. Yeah.
So was Major Ed Dames was hiding out. Major Ed Dames was a remote viewer. And he actually seen all this stuff, and he was in astral projection.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. there's a lot of people that are astral projection that are hiding, but they're still practicing astral projection and coming back and reporting this stuff. Mm-hmm. Peter Davenport from the UFO Reporting Center, he comes out with this stuff, but you know what? He's been sort of silenced. He's been sort of silenced. Stanton Freeman.
There's people out there that are, that's their whole job is to debunk, or I keep saying debunk, but it's not really, it's to change the truth so that you don't understand the truth. You think it's the other thing.
Right, and they don't want Stanton Freeman letting anybody know that's what he did and that's how it happens. Because you know what happens, you know, when you cross them.
You get suicided.
Right. Yes, you end up being a suicider. Oh, you hit a deer and veered off the road and went down a 2,000-foot cliff.
Yeah,
and that's the truth. Mm-hmm. I that's the way it is.
So with that, we want to thank you for swinging by the booth.
We love
here.
You so much.
Oh, thank you.
Come by anytime.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to us when we get done here.
We're going in the basement.
Going down and seeing our old friend from last year.
Yeah.
You never know what we'll find.
But, anytime, I'd like to come on your show.
Yeah,
we can get a little deeper on some of this.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Like I said, I'm not a kook. People that feel when I talk about, say I'm a kook, but...
And if you're in the Toledo area, tell us what time your show is on.
Okay. Yes. The Room of Doom is on Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it's crazy. I mean, I put news out that doesn't make the regular news, like the guy that ate his neighbor because he drank a six-pack of beer.
Yeah.
And then that's the Room of Doom. Then Sunday, I sort of kick back and do the Saturday Classic Rock Cruise aboard the steamship Kratos.
Awesome.
From 2 to 7. So.
Awesome.
All right. Well, like I said, thanks for stopping by. It's an honor to speak with you.
Yeah, an honor to speak with you guys, too. And
always
thank
happy
you so
when
much.
I see you.
Yep.
All right.
Bye. Well, that was fun.
Oh, he's so fun.
He is. And he'll be back. We talked after we shut the mics off, and he's had experiences with different things that I'm interested in.
Yeah,
so we're going to get him back on and just talk about that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
So
there's
you'll recognize
other crazy stuff we can get into.
You'll recognize his voice on the show again.
Yeah, definitely. He's such a cool person.
He does so many events in that, so we're... And that's why it's been a year since.
Crazy.
It's been a year. I remember last year at the first Paranormal Toledo when he had that entity smack him in the back of the head and almost jumped on you.
Oh my gosh.
And
it was awesome.
We told him, we're like, we got to get you on the mics. And it actually was a year to the day that it took. But hey,
that's
he'll
cool.
be back.
We had such a fun time at Paranormal Toledo.
We do it all our events.
Yeah. We just make the best of it. Mm-hmm. You know, whether there's, 50 vendors or 5 vendors.
Yeah.
We always, just enjoy meeting people and getting out there. And you guys got to come to the next show and see us. Joey, where we're going to be next?
Glass City Paracon.
Glass City Paracon. Okay, so you have to come.
In 1 week, at the end of this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, no.
It's going to be an amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing lineup.
On the 21st.
Dustin Parry is the guest speaker. But we have all kinds of different people from the paranormal are going to be there. There's going to be all kinds of vendors, speakers. Mm-hmm. So, you got to come out and check it out. And it's really affordable price.
Finally.
And, I think kids under 10 are free.
Yeah.
Under 10.
Bring the brats.
But Joe has some exciting news about our booth this year. We have something special we're going to be selling.
Yeah, we finally got t-shirts in.
Yay! Oh my gosh, everybody, you have to come out and check out our very cool line of t-shirts that we have.
We're going to get some pictures. We literally just, Spike.
Hey.
We literally just got them today.
Yes.
We picked up the box and we opened them up. And
we're so excited.
We're still unpacking them.
Yes.
Another thing that I'm going to do, if the dang things ever show up, it's the longest shipping in history, is
what's that?
I'm going to raffle off a K2 meter.
Yay! That is so exciting. Everybody, if you don't have one, here's your chance to get your hands on one.
For dollars or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, $1.
$1 per ticket or 10 for 15, I'm going to do.
All right.
I kind of incentive to buy 15.
Yeah.
Why not?
You get an extra chance.
But that's only if they show up. I ordered them from a different company than when we go through just to see what,
They'll be here.
Yeah. It says that they're supposed to arrive November 5th. I ordered them last month.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, why is it? I could drive to the place. Where, so anyhow.
Anywho's.
We got a, or got?
Arigato.
We got us.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
We got us a letter.
Oh my
so we
God.
Got an email.
You're cracking me up today.
From Becky in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Melbourne, Australia. My God. Sorry, Andrew. I know.
Joe needs to go there and visit.
Yeah. I'm coming to see you, Andrew. I'm going to see your podcast set up.
Send us a ticket.
So she typed in, how do you prepare for a ghost hunt?
Oh, that's a good one.
So I'm assuming she means the day of.
Okay.
This is depends on what type of group you are. Like me and Jen, we go to paid ghost hunts.
Right.
You know, like.
We pay to play.
Yeah. So it's not like Al Luna's group or Togues.
Mm-hmm.
They do different. Now they spend weeks checking these places out, going in. They got their environmentalist people yeah. that go in,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I think what she means is
just going to a
paid ghost hunt.
A ghost hunt, not a paranormal investigation. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, I always like to tell everybody is just make sure that you wear something very comfortable and have some sturdy shoes on. If you're trying to tramp around in some stilettos at a haunted location, it's probably not the best thing.
You know, we joke about that, but remember
mm-hmm.
when we're at
we've
the school,
seen it. We've seen it. But, and also, if you can avoid having reflective material on, mm-hmm. you know, like some jackets have like those stripes, those reflective stripes. Sometimes that can, you know, what do you call it?
Show up as ghosts. I mean, with the flash people use it.
Yeah. So it may skew your evidence mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So dress appropriately. If you're going to go into these old buildings, you know,
dress in layers, too, because you never know. Some of these places are cold.
Yeah.
You know, there's no heat and water like the one we were in. Luckily, the weather was good. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's easier to take off a layer than be there and not have enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Joe and I have investigated in the dead of winter, and it's been freezing in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
In the attic.
And you keep seeing mist, and you're like, no, that's just me.
That's just her.
But, yeah, also what you want to do is the day of the show or day of the ghost hunt,
mm-hmm.
drink a lot of water, stay hydrated, because when you get there, you're going to be very busy. You're mm-hmm. going to be there all night.
And a lot of these places, you know, they're dusty.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, you know, they're old and mm-hmm. there's a lot of dust. It's not like they're being, you know, upkept. Now, some places they do clean and stuff, but, you know, we've been in abandoned tunnels and and prisons and, you know, you got to be careful.
Prisons are a big one. I mean, you got asbestos in the air. Mm-hmm. So if we really should get some masks to wear. But yeah, another thing is your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
That not an hour before you go, but during the day, pull out your equipment, replace all the batteries, check and make sure they all work.
Charge them up.
Make sure you have it all.
Yeah. Because, how many times Joey got somewhere and say, oh, we left this at home? No.
Uh-huh. What I do is I put everything by the door, and then, like, before I load it up, I do a final check.
Yeah.
And I still forget stuff.
You know, we do that with our radio equipment, too. So that's, but, you know, another thing is, you know, just make, we like to eat, we're foodies, but, you know, we bring snacks because, you know, you never know, you might get the energy, the spirits could drain your energy.
Yeah.
You want something to replenish, you mm-hmm. know. And I've heard this before, but, you know, it's a personal choice, but some people say don't drink a lot of caffeine because it could skew
the jitters
you never know, you know.
But then again, it keeps you awake.
True, that's true. So, you know, it's a personal choice, mm-hmm. but that's just something that I had heard. But, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody, don't drink coffee.
Yeah, one thing that I need to...
Because they might kill you if they don't have their coffee.
One thing I need to start applying is eat 2 hours before the event because my stomach is the loudest.
We need to talk about this, Joe. So every one of us at that ghost hunt at Salvain School, our stomachs were all growling so loud. We were laughing because you'd be really quiet and you're trying to listen for, you know, spirits, and all of a sudden, and everybody's like, it was me. And we're all like, all our stomachs are growling.
You know, this might be good in the wintertime too, but you know that we don't have it in the studio here, but the sound deadening foam, it looks like egg cartons.
Yeah.
Maybe we should buy some of that and wrap ourselves in it.
Nice.
I would look sexy.
Yeah, schmexy.
Some other things that we've done.
Sorry, Becky. We're trying to answer your question seriously.
Yeah. One or some of the other things that we've done that we should tell Becky to do or not to do. When you go to these places, first check the address of the place.
Yeah.
Make sure it's the right address. Make sure it's the right start time. Take your receipt or your printout of your tickets with you so that, one, you have the address, start time, and it also shows that you paid for it, because you never know if the person that puts it on might be there, but maybe somebody else will check in at the door and they'll say, I don't see your name. You're hey, here's the paper.
Yeah, definitely. We've done that. That's just a personal experience. We're on the list, honestly.
Yeah.
We paid. And then we forget our receipt. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So, you know, just one thing that I do now also is I look up on Google Maps, and you can actually see the street view of the building and all that. So you know where you're going, you know where the parking is, you know what the street looks like, all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, I mean, not particularly going to a ghost hunt, but there's been times where I've driven someplace, think I know where I'm going, and I get lost, and I waste all that gas and time trying to find it, and then you're all frazzled because you're late.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely that's a good one. And, you know, just make sure, one thing that Joe and I, we got to get better on is just making sure that we cleanse ourselves before and after.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm still kind of going through a little bit of this attachment. It's driving me crazy. I've been down all week, Joe. Been so sad and hiding.
You need to listen to
I have to sage.
Yeah.
I almost did last night, but I was so tired. I went to bed at like 9 o'clock.
But you need to listen to more like 60-second Crush CDs.
Yes.
The old.
I did. It's so funny you say that, because just this week I pulled out a bunch of old CDs. You know, people aren't listening to CDs anymore, but it was just like all the music that I was listening to at a point in my life that I was really happy, and I was writing books, and I was getting published, and traveling, and it just, you know, that certain song you listen to just sparks a memory of all good times, you know.
I know. All those Justin Bieber songs.
You love Justin Bieber.
So,
anyways, back on topic. Yeah. Sorry, that was a rabbit hole.
Another thing, too, is when you go to these ghost investigations or anything, show up a little early. Not an hour, but like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Show up early. Make sure you get there early. Don't get there after. Because
if people have already started their ghost hunt, they don't want to have to stop and then come and let
you
in. You know, just be respectful of other people's times and be respectful of their ghost hunting.
Yeah. We were at an investigation a few weeks ago. And we had established communication with the spirit, and we were doing a great, you know, yes, no, that kind of thing, because we didn't have our brand new Ovilus 5.
I'm so excited. It's here. It's in my hands right now.
We didn't
turn
have
it on before the show ends.
Yeah. We didn't have anything like that yet. So we were doing a great yes, no. We were getting some great responses. And all of a sudden, a newbie came in the room and just started screaming to light up the meters. Light up the meter. We're like, we all just looked at him like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, so be respectful of the place, be respectful of the other people, be respectful of the spirits. You're not going to walk into someone's house, throw a meter in the middle of the room, and start screaming at them to light it up. You know?
Cook me a sandwich, make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
No, get me a drink. Well, some people might say that, but I've seen that, and it's just like, you know, the spirits are
you're not Zach Braggin.
Braggins.
You're not Zach Braggin.
The museum is now officially open.
I know.
Joe, it's time to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're going.
I have my Las Vegas shirt on today, and people don't, you know, understand, or I don't want to say understand. Well, we all understand, you know, the tragic events that happened in Las Vegas. So I'm wearing my Las Vegas shirt in honor of all those that tragically lost their lives. And, you know, I have to go on this rabbit hole for two seconds. Okay. I love Las Vegas. It's one of my favorite places to visit.
There.
Oh my God, Joe, I have to take you.
Yeah.
It's the best people watching ever. I know everybody in the USA, if you haven't gone to Las Vegas, you should really, really go.
Do I have to take my Elvis costume?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And you may see a million Elvises, but I just love it. You know, it's just a really, really cool vibe place, and you can't, it's a hard like 3-4 days is like max. Once you get over that, you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm broken. I gotta go home. Yeah, I just, it's just in my heart. And I, you know, shout out to my friend Rich who lives out there, and just thinking of him and, you know, hope all's good.
Yeah.
But definitely on our bucket list, right, Joey? We're going to get there.
So, Becky, they're long-winded in answer to your question, but that's the way we are. That's the way we are. And so, yeah, just we'll put all this in the show notes so that you can actually get an answer to your question. And I think I'll email her back with the question too.
So, you know, we appreciate taking the time
from
to,
Melbourne.
Yeah, across the pond.
Do they say that? That's
I don't
Britain.
Think so. Yeah. That's a different country.
Yeah.
Way down under. How's that? Where the koalas are, which I want to hold the koala baby. But anyways, should I turn this on, Joe?
Yeah, turn it on. See
anything?
What happens while we're talking here.
All right. I'm going to put it close to the mic, so don't.
I do want to mention, after this weekend, which everybody has to come out to Glassy Paracon in Toledo, or actually in Oregon, Ohio, which is next to Toledo. Come out and see us. Tell us your stories.
Oh, it's a master.
And while I am.
Master.
I am. It knows I'm here. It knows I'm here. I'm the master.
Say two, two, two.
Yeah. But another one that we're going to go to in November, which is...
Yes, this is exciting.
If you're in the Flint, Detroit area...
Anywhere
in Michigan.
Ohio.
Exit 90.
Take a boat over from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Exit 90 on 23. If you're in the middle of the state, come and see us at Mid-Michigan Paracon, Flint, Michigan. I don't have the address wrote down here, but it's in the Holiday Inn. If you're familiar with the area, it's right where 75 and 23 come together.
Yeah, definitely. Got to come out and see us. There's going to be a great lineup of speakers, all kinds of vendors, psychics. You know, if you want to get a reading, there'll be gallery readings. And we're just going to have a great time. It's going to be a great event.
That's going to be a really cool event. And I'm working on getting the organizer on our show. She is super busy.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to go up to Dana's house and we're going to work on Skype. If I can get Skype going, we'll do a Skype call. If not, I'll just drive up there and talk to her.
Yeah, definitely. But it's going to be a great event.
It's
going to
be awesome.
Don't forget Glass City Paracon. It's on a Saturday.
This coming Saturday, the
21st. Come out and see us. We've got new t-shirts. We've got stickers. We have dowsing rods and we're raffling off the K2 meter.
I keep saying this week. It's actually next week.
It's the 21st.
It's
just
the 21st.
Just be there.
You know
just
me.
Just come and see us. Take a selfie. If you got a ghost story you want to share, definitely we want. I can't even talk today. I'm so excited about Paragon. No, but you know we can definitely. If you want to be on the air, we'll record your story. We want to hear what people have experienced.
Yeah. So anyhow, folks. Thank you for listening to our Werewolf Fest this week. We are awesome to have you on.
Thank you for listening. We're robots.
Our NPR. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Joe. Joe. Bye, Joe. All right. Check us out. Don't forget, we are on Twitter. We are at 222 Paranormal. Send us a hello. We're on Facebook, 222 Paranormal. And check out our website and shop for some ghost equipment at www.222paranormal.com.
Right. See you later.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, by the way.
What's that, Joe?
This is 60 Second Crush.
Yeah.
Check them out.